Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey Prime members, you can listen to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Welcome back to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch podcast. I'm Heidi Montag-Pratt, here with my co-stars Adrina Patridge and Frankie Delgado.
Hey!
Brody isn't able to join us today, unfortunately, but we're still going to bring you an exciting episode. Today, we break down season 2, episode 11, Everyone Falls, which originally aired on March 26, 2007.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, this is like Whitney's episode. Basically, Whitney takes a spill while modeling an Oscar gown during a Good Morning America segment, and Spencer continues to badger Heidi about moving in together.
I wouldn't call it badger.
Well, he just keeps being persistent.
Excited. He wants to be with his girl. Wants her to move in with into the new condo, right?
I'm
not gonna call it badgering. I'm gonna call it excitement.
Requesting.
Just trying to start the next chapter.
Well, Lisa Love announces to Lauren and Whitney that their next assignment will be working amid Vogue editor at large Andre Leon Talley, who's coming to town to commemorate on famous Oscar gowns during a live at Good Morning America. I didn't know this was happening either.
Andre Leon Talley is coming into town. Andre is the editor at large at Vogue, and they're doing a segment of Good Morning America.
That whole world is another world of the Hills when they had their whole team Vogue stuff, which is kind of cool.
Well, when I was closer with Lauren, I feel like I got the
inside scoop.
You know, yep, I got
the DL.
Yep, I got all the DL. So after the meeting wraps up, Whitney stays behind to ask Lisa in what realm of Teen Vogue she might possibly become a paid employee. Lisa informs her that there's a vacancy for fashion contributor for which she, along with various other interns, Emily, has her the requested credentials.
Yeah, Emily's like this super intern that flies in from New York, I think, for special.
The one that makes all the faces on this episode?
Oh, yeah. It's like she's kind of
like jealous,
pouty or jealous
pouty
that,
cause
that Whitney's getting attention from Andre Leon.
Oh.
And then she's asked to model. But then when they're walking down and
she
modeling,
and like
Emily's one of the models too.
Yeah. How does she get?
I don't know.
Or like, you guys are tall.
I know.
You fit the
long legs.
Yeah.
And then the next scene, Whitney tells Lauren about her job opportunity and says she really, really wants to prove herself worthy by doing a superb job at the Good Morning America shoot.
So I just kind of have to, like, I guess, prove myself. And, you know, especially with this shoot coming up, let's make you look good.
Little did she know she would be modeling that shoot and then taking a fall.
So I wonder if she put it into existence or if she already knew about it.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Like,
we'll
have
to get her on.
I would love to wear that dress. And next thing you know, she's wearing that dress. And she actually fit the dress perfectly.
Well,
she looked great.
At the shoot, too, she points out that the blue dress, it was a Hilary Swank dress. So she knew that was Hilary Swank's Oscar dress.
Yeah.
And then she got to model that dress.
Yeah.
It's so interesting because Whitney never wanted to be a model, you know, like I feel like a lot of girls do. And in LA, they're like, oh, I want to be a model. But I feel like Whitney's actually one of the only people I've met who like wasn't aspiring.
I know, and she's got the height,
love being
the looks.
A model. I know. So yeah, totally. It's
well,
very
good for
interesting.
Her. At least she...
I know. And then Heidi, you and Spencer go to your favorite restaurant of all time, Don Antonio's.
Don Antonio's.
Of course.
And this is where he brings up the subject of moving in together again. And I feel like you warn him that there can never be another playmate incident, and Spencer expresses how much he loves you and that would never happen again.
I think moving in would be brilliant.
We'd have to really, you know, like trust each other and be like,
you don't trust me?
And I feel like you talked about this in a previous episode. This is also like when you had things from people telling you in the back of your mind that you were considering when you were like deciding, do I move in with him or do I not? So you can kind of see on your face too that you're really thinking about it in this scene.
Yeah, this is when we decided to get really serious, no more games. And at this point too, I'm putting up like real boundaries, you know, like this is how it's going to have to be. We're going to have to be on the same team of things. Little did I know that in all the seasons coming up, they would continue to ask us to do things like this. And there would be stuff coming up. But I really meant it. Like I thought we would be able to be done with playing these type of games and just to be able to move forward and get on the same page once and for all, because we had had those conversations.
And you guys really wanted to move in together, whether it was for the cameras or not. Like it was going to, he really wanted to move in with you. This just wasn't just like a show thing.
Right. And that's what I was saying too. Like, okay, this can't be just like, I'm really going to move in with you. But we had spent a lot of time together at this point and we were in a real relationship and exclusive with each other. Also, I just didn't know the pressure. I'm like, is it too soon? Like, I've never lived alone with a guy. And lo and behold, I really ended up moving in with his parents mostly because we lived in the Palisades house while we had our apartment in Hollywood. But we were living together, you know, half the time or more here, like at his parents' house in that room. And I just saw a different life, you know.
Yeah. Have you guys done your spring cleaning yet? Well, you still have time to get it done with Caraway. Their thoughtfully designed sets and complimentary storage makes getting and staying organized easier than ever. I actually have the baking set and the cooking set, and I'm obsessed. Like, they're my favorite pots and pans ever.
We just remodeled our kitchen, and my wife hasn't let me open these things because she's like, these are perfect and they have to go with our perfect new kitchen.
What color did you guys get?
We went with the beige.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Yeah, that's what you got. Yep. It's going to go so cool.
It's clean.
They're so beautiful too. And they cook everything so well.
Yes.
And they clean so easily. So yeah, I totally love my.
Yeah. Caraway Kitchenware comes in a variety of chic shades and all sets include complimentary easy access storage solutions.
One of my favorite parts is that Caraway products are made without any toxic materials like PFAS, PTFE, PFOA, or any other hard to pronounce chemicals.
Over 40,000 people have raved about their Caraway kitchen. Now it's time to try it for yourself.
Visit carawayhome.com/hills to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/hills or use code hills at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
So recently, I have been really needing to prioritize liquid IV because I am running around. I am nursing almost toddler. I'm having a hard time keeping up with all the minerals in my body and hydration. I mean, I even was in the ER at the beginning of my pregnancy because I was so dehydrated. So thank God for liquid IV because it really helps with my hydration because it's a hydration multiplier. And it's a product that I can really incorporate into my daily routine. So you don't have to consume all the water you need in one dose because who can keep up with that? It's really hard to continuing to drink the water. So what I love about this is you just stick one of your 5 essential vitamins in this and you get 2 times faster the hydration than just water alone. So it's the first thing in the morning before a workout or before I'm eating, just mom life in general, or you're feeling run down or a long night out, flights, you name it. So that's what I just love about Liquid IV.
Liquid IV does make a difference for me the next day and during the day because also they have the best flavors, which I can actually have my meal. And it's not as heavily with that sugar, you know, like you can have a little strawberry lemonade and it feels like I'm actually having a strawberry lemonade from Cheesecake Factory. They are so good. The watermelon.
What about that sea berry? Have you tried the sea berry?
I've had the sea berry. I like it, but it's strawberry lemonade for me first. Then it's my tropical punch. And then it's my watermelon. This stuff really is amazing, guys. With 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, 1 stick of liquid IV in 16 ounces of water, it hydrates you 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. So this is like the magic trick for whoever's hungover or whoever needs some hydration immediately after like a sports game.
And get this. Liquid IV partners with leading organizations for innovative solutions to help communities protect their water and their futures. To date, Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings in 50 plus countries around the world. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com. Use code HILLS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code HILLS at liquidiv.com.
How does that work when you guys were on the hills, the villas? I guess we're at the villas. Did you guys have to actually pay rent and split it between the?
I paid rent in the beginning.
I paid rent.
Yeah.
So Lauren, everybody paid rent. I don't think Lauren paid rent.
Yeah, I was
struggling. But you lived with Lauren, so how did she not pay?
I think the show
paid her rent.
Paid for her rent.
Oh, so it wasn't like the villas just gave you guys an apartment for because it made the villas very popular. I'm sure a lot of people came in.
Well, nowadays, we should have struck up a deal with them. They're like, you're filming and getting free publicity. Give us a deal. Well,
who knows what they got? You know, true. I don't know. I don't know what the show got. I don't know what producers got. I don't know the behind the scenes of a trade. Maybe a producer was secretly living there for free. We're paying his rent.
I don't know.
Yeah, you never know what exactly was happening. But the same thing with school. Like, Lauren is getting school for free and then I was having to pay for it. And that's one of the things I was like, all right, well, I'm quitting school because I can't afford this expense. But I did pay rent both places.
Yeah.
See, nobody knows these little things and people need to know these things.
Yeah, because in the beginning, we weren't getting paid. We were just filming. And I know when I worked at Quixote, that was my real job. And I had to take so much time off the more I started filming that it was affecting my job. Mm. And so I had to, that's when I went to Epic Records. But once we started getting paid, then that was kind of like our job. So we could focus more on filming and the story and like showing up.
Yeah.
And what about
Brent?
What about the place you guys move into?
And then where Spencer and I moved into?
Yeah. The Jellyfish.
We didn't pay rent.
That was taken care of by the way.
Yeah. So we said to them, we're like, we are going to live in Palisades with Spencer's parents. So if you want this apartment for filming, you're going to have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because if you're wanting another set. Right. So that's when Spencer came in all savvy. He's like, what? We're not paying rent. This is their set. Why? And I'm like,
it was probably nice.
What he said.
Well, and it was probably nice to have that in Hollywood. So when you did go out, you had a spot to stay at if you don't want to drive back to the Palisades.
Yeah, it was great. Actually, Holly, my sister, ended up living there for like a year. And the first night she moved in, she flooded it. And the landlord called me and he's like, what is happening?
Oh,
your
God.
Whole thing is, I was like, oh my God.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to get crazy. I don't know. Trying to be nice.
At least, you got some good use out of that spot.
I mean, we got to get Holly on an episode, right?
I'll ask her if she wants to come.
That would be cool later on in when she starts coming in.
Yeah, Holly's like a serious person. No. Okay, the Good Morning America shoot has become Lisa Love Arrives with Andre Leon Talley, who mistakenly assumes that Whitney is one of the models. Oh, is that what happens? When he's told that she's a Teen Vogue intern and he tells her she's missed her calling.
Are you a model? The lady in the top? She should be.
No. Whitney, another intern.
I'm an intern.
I'm an intern. You should be a model.
She walked in one of the Teen Vogue shows.
You're beautiful. You should be a model.
That's got to be a cool feeling. Like, somebody looks at me and is like, hey, you should be a model.
Especially him.
No. It's not at like the Westfield Mall, you know, where like, hey, you look like a model. Come over here. I can get some pictures for you. No. This is like the guy. And he tells her, you should be a model and you've missed your calling. So she's like, oh, what?
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, I would be like, put me in, coach.
Yeah, say, coach.
Yeah.
It's a huge compliment.
Seriously.
Immediately.
Yeah. So in this episode, in this scene, poor Whitney, she looked gorgeous and she fell going down the stairs.
We start first with Zdenka, who's wearing Barbara Streisand's
Arnold Scarsley dress, 1969, when she won the Oscar for Funny Girl.
But she popped up so quick and was so elegant and graceful in her fall that, you know, you could she held herself together for the rest of the show.
A lot of people, I hate when people laugh at situations like that. That is like, to me, when people send me like memes of somebody getting hurt and stuff, I'm like, that ain't funny to me. I feel like it's unfortunate. That's happened to me, you know, where I've ate shit.
Oh, yeah. Snowboarding.
Snowboarding with you guys, where I got hit by the lift, right? And the little lift hit me on the head. Like,
I didn't think that was funny at all.
But people laugh.
Terrifying.
It's like, oh my God, did you see yourself? Like, ha ha ha. I'm like, no, bro, it hurt me. I was hurting. I'm still probably have a concussion from that day. It's not funny.
That was terrifying.
But she did get up gracefully.
She was like mortified and she did cry after the cameras were off.
Well, Frankie, that's very empathetic of you. Yes. And
I was on the floor like this for like 5 minutes.
No, you, that was a whole, I was worried about you. I thought you should have gone to the hospital that day. But yeah, for Whitney, I think that the producers were probably so excited. I can't imagine their faces.
Yeah, you cannot plan something like TV. That.
Yeah, and Whitney would never purposely do that.
On
but that
live
is,
TV.
I know.
What was it? So Good Morning America, right?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Oh. Wow. Oh,
I know.
It's like, I told you I'm not the model.
That's why I'm not a model. I told you.
Well, also, yeah, it was almost like they had these long, beautiful gowns on, but why would they have them going down those stairs? And the gown, like going up is one thing, but like walking down is hard because you have to pull the dress up to get your feet, you know?
Oh, so I think I'm the guy that trips too. If that happens, I'm like, I'm rolling down though.
Yeah, it's easy.
I've fallen, I can't get up.
I have had the hardest time with Gunnar sleeping. I don't know what it is. So I actually hired a sleep consultant and she recommended to me The Hatch, which has been the biggest game changer because Gunnar comes down every night. And he's like, when is it morning? When is it morning? And believe it or not, even at 5 years old, he still needs a sleep machine. So The Hatch is freaking incredible because it is like a 3-in-1 angelic machine. So at night, I put it on a program and it turns on at like 7 p.m. And then we pick the sound. So he has like the water on and then we pick the color, which is blue. You can do it brighter or louder. So he goes to bed with this amazing light sound machine, which he needs both things. And then in the morning, you can set it till 6 a.m. or 6:30, whatever. And then you can pick a different sound. So at 6:30 a.m., it turns orange and birds start singing, and it's really helped change Gunnar's sleep. It helps him to sleep better. It gives him a gauge of time. It gives him a nightlight. So I highly recommend The Hatch to anyone.
Well, this new and improved second generation Hatch Rest makes sleep better and more magical for your entire family. The all-in-one Hatch Rest is a smart sleep device with a sound machine and a nightlight that grows with your kids.
The Rest has actually helped over 3 million babies and parents get restful sleep. It's no wonder that it's consistently a top baby registry item.
Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners up to 15% off your purchase of a Hatch Rest and free shipping at hatch.co/hills. So if you're ready for improved sleep for your kids and yourself, go to hatch.co/hills to get up to 15% off and free shipping. That's hatch.co/hills.
Guys, did you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month? Cerebral is a 100% online mental health service that offers therapy and medication management for anxiety, depression, insomnia, stress, burnout, and a lot more. I think everybody should use Cerebral. The truth is that everybody has to suffer from a little bit of anxiety or depression or stress. You get burned out with your job. Me, for example, I'm always on the go with my job at night and having to wake up early to be there for the kids and be there for my wife and balancing my life. So for me, this is the perfect thing. It helps me balance. It helps me with like whatever I'm feeling that day, whether it's anxiety or insomnia, because I get home so late from work and the ringing in my ears is still there from the club, the stress that the work brings. This is perfect. Everybody should try it.
I mean, all moms definitely know about the insomnia and the stress for sure. So Cerebral is here for anyone who's looking for help with their mental health. No matter where you are in your journey, Cerebral helps people with anxiety, depression, stress, insomnia, and more.
If you feel like you're experiencing burnout or processing a major life event, Cerebral is care that's ready for you.
It's 100% online, so you take a brief questionnaire and get matched to a care team based on your needs and preferences. And then through the Cerebral app, you can schedule your sessions, get your questions answered, and access additional mental health resources.
Affordable treatments that are one-third of the price of traditional therapy. Treatment options are available with or without insurance, which is great. Cerebral is in network with several insurers, and they're working every day to grow their partnerships. With in-network, your monthly cost is even lower.
Yes, and for Mental Health Awareness Month this May, you can get an exclusive 50% off your first month of therapy by going to Cerebral.com/hills. That's Cerebral.com/hills for 50% or more off your first month of therapy. For quality mental health care that's accessible and affordable, join Cerebral today. But at least then the next day at Teen Vogue, Lisa tells Whitney that she did a great job modeling and passes along the notes of encouragement that Amy Astley and Anna Wintour, yes, that they applauded her ability to recover so quickly and maintain her dignity.
You just recovered really well and dignified, and you represented us really well. So.
Okay, good. Yeah, I just didn't want to disappoint you.
You didn't.
So that's huge.
Like Anna Wintour saw your face.
Yep.
Congratulations. Yeah. It was worth everything.
Yeah. Seriously.
And Lisa's going to give her a strong recommendation, which is what leads her to her new position of life.
Yeah.
Right? Moves her to New York and
The fashion industry. Yeah. And
so on the next scene, Spencer comes to Heidi's workplace to further talk about their unresolved living situation.
It's not about going the next level with our relationship. I have other things going on too. It's like,
stop
why
saying
now?
Other things. Just say Lauren. Say Lauren.
Okay, you know what? It's it's not just Lauren.
What else is it then besides Lauren?
Oh, this was heated, Heidi. You guys were in the car. You genuinely, you seemed pretty pissed.
Were you just a great actress or did you really like how he was just telling you that his excitement?
Well, yeah. So that wasn't true. That's like when the birth control thing too, they love that. They loved the Spencer speed off out of the car. So what I remember of this is like part of it was us really talking through a bit. And part of it was them continuing to ask us to like, bring it up. Hey, can you guys talk about it? Can you talk about it? Because at this point they didn't have all the storyline that we were just having, you know, with like the playmates and all that.
Yeah.
So this was just the next step. And I think that the producers were really hoping for an answer too. You know, like I think they were ready for the hard line. So we definitely had that conversation and it was, you know, parts of that were real of, okay, I'm not ready for that step because I knew once I moved out, everything would be different.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wouldn't. So even though a huge part of me was ready for that, wanting to move in, a big part of me was like, then I didn't know if I'd ever even film again and see you again. And I definitely didn't think I'd ever talk to Lauren again. I thought that, you know, being on this show is part of keeping our relationship around. And so it was a hard choice, but he definitely didn't say get out of my car and speed away. So
yeah,
I think this is also part of the acting.
Yeah, you guys did a good job. Like half and half.
Well, yeah, it's like the birth control two thing when he just said like, then get out of my car. Or the pregnancy test, right?
Yeah.
They usually ask him to do it a few times. So.
It's just, you guys always had those scenes in the car behind
you. In the alley, behind the alley. House. Like the same exact setup.
Yeah.
Well, should we get into some fan questions?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's get into some fan calls. We love your questions. So if you have a question for us, leave a voicemail at speakpipe.com/thehills or leave us a message on IG at The Hills Rewatch or on YouTube.
This is from Megan for Heidi. You had mentioned that you and Spencer talked about how he played up some of the drama on the show, which we're all thankful for. My question is whether Lauren knew that or not. If she did, why did she have such a difficult time with Spencer?
Lauren knew a lot of the agenda that Spencer and I had. I would say 90% of it. The thing with Spencer, especially in the beginning, is he was on his own agenda. Like right in the beginning when he showed up with you and all the things that we've talked to, that certainly was not on my agenda or plan. So I think in the beginning, we were both surprised. And then she did know that I would have conversations with Spencer. Like when I didn't go to Colorado, that I did tell him. Lauren was never an advocate for it. She didn't really like it. She didn't really understand it. It wasn't something that she was interested, you know, like wanting. So it wasn't something she would be like, great, you know, good job or good luck with that. Or thanks for making the show good. Or she was just kind of like, I'm not.
She wasn't having it.
She wanted the show to flow like naturally versus planned.
Right. And the way it had been. So for her, she wasn't wanting anything to change. And especially before that, I feel like most of the storyline was around like her relationships and other things that were happening, and she never made things up for it. Mm-hmm. You know, so it was just a new realm and something that I don't think she was excited about at all. And I think she had a difficult time with Spencer, one of that being the reason. I think that all the things that kind of happened in between, and I think ultimately feeling like she was losing her best friend. And spending the time with that. So she wanted us to both be single together. And I just, you know, I tried to be that wing woman and I tried to balance it. But at the end of the day, you can't choose how other people act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Becca for all you guys. You guys have said how thankful you are that social media like today didn't exist during the show. However, some nefarious tabloid sites like Perez Hilton's back then weren't very kind to you guys. How did hearing all the negative tabloid news impact your time on the show or in your personal lives?
I tried not to read any of it, but I remember Lauren and Sophia would go on it. Some people would go on it every day to see, like, that's where you get the juice. Like, what's going on? Who's doing what? But I just tried to stay away from it all.
I saw one bad one of me, and I never ever again wanted to see tabloids because I'm like, negative tabloids, right?
Yeah, nothing. It's all negative and mean. It's like, I don't want that.
Or comments. When you read those comments, they're kind of like, oh.
Yeah, I don't.
The comments were gnarly. So that was the first time comments ever existed. And they used the comments to get clicks, you know, and like the ads. And so the more comments that they got, the more they had. So that was definitely intense with all the comments. But the tabloids were fun. Like, I know I did set up photos and bikini stuff and worked with the tabloids. And so that was always fun to make money with that and to be empowered of your storyline with that. Sites like Perez and stuff, you know, that was a different beast for sure, but people loved it.
Yeah.
And so for me, it was really fun to be in the tabloids when it was like going your way and making money and doing bikini setups or whatever.
Like controlled. Yeah.
But the comments were gnarly. The comments were really hard. And
still, even today, the comments could be gnarly. Like, I try not to read comments.
Me too. Unless you're on my Snapchat. You can come talk to me on my Snapchat and I'll talk to you.
Some people don't think we're actually going to see their comment, but we do see them at times.
Or they do.
Yeah. Or they do and they want you to see it, but it's like, it's hurtful sometimes, so I try to stay away from it.
I saw Jimmy. I don't know if it's Jimmy Kimmel, but it was on Instagram on one of those like where you just are scrolling and it pops up, and it's basketball players reading their most hateful comments and making light of it. You know, like they're I don't ever want to see your fat ass shoot a three again, like stuff like that, and they're reading it like to themselves, finding like their worst comment that's ever been said about them. And they laugh about it because it's kind of like, you know, at this point, I can either like get affected by it or laugh about it. And I try to take that approach sometimes, but it still hurts.
Yeah, it's like a knife.
I wish positivity was more spread in that way.
I think like, have I ever posted anything comment on anybody's page? No, never. I would never, ever do that. I wouldn't spread that. So I'm like, well, what kind of person is saying that? First of all, what do they have going on in their own life? A lot of the time you know, negativity is just a projection of what someone else is going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then like you guys, I try not to read it. I'll pray for you, haters. All right, Frankie, time for your question corner.
So yeah, I was going to ask something to you, Heidi, about the, about your world of during that time when I would see you on every, you were on every tabloid, obviously, like you literally, you and Spencer, like you opened a magazine, you were in there. That was set up by you and him?
Yeah. So we had, I think my first cover, they're all framed here, was the surgery, Revenge Plastic Surgery. And I was the first Hills cast member to be on the cover of a tabloid. And so it was before Lauren's sex tape and all of that, that came out. So I got the surgery and I, it was with Ken Baker at Us Weekly.
Oh, you know, I remember like Ken.
Yeah, so Ken Baker, we talked with him. And then we became best friends with Peter Grossman, who was the photo editor of Us Weekly. And so we would do like the, I'm ready to say I do. So we were playing out two storylines separately. We would play out a storyline with the tabloids and get paid for those. And then we would get do a separate storyline with the Hills and play it out with those, sometimes intertwining them. And then we had our real life. So there were like three different worlds that we were kind of juggling at once. But I mean, we made millions of dollars from the tabloids.
Well, and it's international too, right? Like, right. It's, yeah.
So the right, surgery so. Part was never in the Hills,
no.
Was it?
Mm-mm. No.
And you didn't want it that way, or the Hills didn't want it that way?
I think they... I can't remember if they actually thought about
I think your
filming
mom,
a consultation.
Oh, but your something. Mom, I think they filmed a scene with you guys. But
yes. Oh, so that was the second round of surgery. Okay. Yeah. So the second round. Been under three times, baby. Yeah. So the second time they did cover that because it was just too big to not. Mm-hmm. So I think they were like, we need to address Heidi looking drastically different. At least at that point, especially when you've just had all the...
When you just have swollen. It, obviously it's yeah. way different than... Like now you're like, you look like Heidi. Like mm-hmm. you're Heidi.
Right. It looks very similar to before. I even look at my magazine covers. I'm like, why would I shave down my chin and do an eyebrow lift and all this?
You were so beautiful before. You're still so beautiful. So
thank you. It looks very similar. No, but
it does. It's like settled. Like it's... Yeah.
Gravity.
Well... Millions and millions.
Yeah. So. Well, ching ching. Okay. So anyways, thank you so much for listening and watching. Please follow, rate, and review Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you are a listener, remember you can watch us too on YouTube and now on Spotify. You can listen to the podcast on Spotify. And when you want to watch, you just turn the phone landscape and boom, it is a video.
Yes. And you can listen to exclusive bonus content plus ad-free episodes by signing up at castmedia.com/castplus. That's cast with a K, media.com/castplus. See you guys next week.
Leave us a review, 5 stars.
Yes. 5 stars.